Kane Winter's turn. You get to be the spokesman doing the tour. How's the tour going so far as explaining the program?
Well, I think the tour is almost heating up. I'm really pleased with the number of places that are going to consider the program for this year. I know it's been short notice. The task force didn't make its conclusions till November 12th, and a lot of people are sort of put their budgets together and to rest already. But I'm really pleased with the number of people who are actually taking time, and I know some of them are not going to join us for 2013, but hopefully 2014. You know, it's an ongoing discussion, but really the number of townships like tonight who've put it on their agenda and are really talking about this, I think, is very encouraging.
You were, I believe, at Trona Winter before coming to town of Wausau?
I was, yes. Well, I think they were concerned about raising their fees and what that might do to compliance with the dog license. And I think they're probably going to put the decision off till next year and look at 2014. That was only a committee, and so I can't judge where their process will go.
Okay. Sounds like a lot of the townships have better licensing compliance, and the city and the villages seem to have the bigger problem.
It does. I think in some of the smaller communities, there is a greater degree of familiarity, and so people know one another, and you're not just a number. And then I think it's licensing is easier to get better compliance. And so, yeah, it's a more challenging in the urban environments to get that kind of compliance. You know, if in Wausau you have more people moving around, I bet in the town here a lot of these people have known each other for years and are in the same place. So towns are doing a better job, no question about it.
Some discussion about possibly the towns getting involved in the software program for identifying the pets. What do you think of that?
I think, you know, it's certainly something they can explore. Given the numbers that I see so tonight we're in the town of Wausau and we're looking at 325 pets. That's probably not an efficient number to go to a database system when they end up looking at the cost. That's something you could probably do very easily on a spreadsheet and still keep track of it. When you're in the city of Wausau and you're talking about thousands and thousands, well, that's a whole number different altogether, and it's worth it to have a more sophisticated system.
A bigger scale.
Yes.
Okay. Anything you want to add today?
I'm glad people are talking about it, and I again encourage all those people out there who care about animals to really pay their license fees on this time around, because those license fees do go directly to support programs for pets and nothing else.
And we should also point out that right now the existing fee structure goes to the Humane Society. It's these increases above that that would go to support this program.
It would go to ordinance enforcement and transport of pets is what it would be. And right now we have sheltering, but we don't have a way to get animals to the shelter.